How do we explain the case which we became tummy from a mate that we had in the previous mission? But there is a case which three objects became tummy from a mate, and the first two objects become tummy shiva, and the third object becomes tummy earth. Now, even though the second object did not come into direct contact with the mate, it only came into contact with the first object that had come into contact with the mate. Even so, that second object is tummy shiva. So the Mishnah explains, kalim hanogim b'mase, kalim that come into direct contact with a mase, those kalim become an avos tuma, as the mase is an avos tuma. So a kli or a person that comes into contact with a mase becomes an avos tuma and is tummy zayin. Now the din is that a kli that came into direct contact with the mase has a din like the mase itself. This is learned out from the pasuk that said the chalal cherev o b'mase. And Chazal learned out from the words the chalal cherev that a cherev, a sword which is made out of metal, has the same din as a chalal. Chalal is referring to a corpse, that a kli that comes into contact with a mace has the same din as a mace. That kli is an avi avos hatuma, and something that comes into contact with that kli would be an avatuma, would be tamei zayin. Now some portion said that only a kli maksis, a metal kli that comes into contact with a mace, do we say that that kli has the same din as the mace itself, and would be an avi avos hatuma. While some portion say all kalim, with the exception of kli cheres, or the word kalim, have this din, the cheres areyu kecholol, that it would have the same din as the mace if it came into contact with the mace. So therefore, now if kalim come into direct contact with the mace, we're talking about metal kalim according to some portion, or according to other portion, we're talking about all kalim with the exception of earthenware kalim. Those kalim have a din like the mace itself, and it's an avi avos tuma. Ukalim bekalim tmeim tuma shiva. Then, if other kalim came into contact with the first kalim, even though the second set of kalim did not come into direct contact with the mace, since the first set of kalim that came into direct contact with the mace have a din like the mace itself, the second set of kalim would become an avi tuma and would become tamei zayin, and it would not become tamei. And so, after we sprinkle from the mei efer para aduma onto those kalim. Now the Mefarshim explain, even though we say cherev areyu kecholol, that kalim that come into direct contact with the mace have a din like the mace itself, but the second set of kalim that did not come into direct contact with the mace, it only came into contact with the first set of kalim, would not have this din of cherev areyu kecholol. It would not have the same din as the mace itself, even though it's tamei zayin, that anything that comes into contact with it would only be tamei yeres. So therefore the Mishnah goes on to say, hashlishi bein adam u bein kalim tamei tumazerev. The third object, whether it's a person or whether it's other kalim that came into contact with the second set of kalim, would only be tum air, would only be tum until nightfall, as it would be a rishon latuma, and would be tum air, as the second set of kalim do not have the same din as the mace itself. So therefore, if other kalim came into contact with the second set of kalim, the first set of kalim would only be tum air, would be tar by nightfall. What's the case of Arba that we had in the first Mishnah? That it said the four objects of people became tummy from a maze, the first three becoming tummy shiva, while the fourth is tummy error. So the Mishnah explained, kalim nogim b'maze, kalim that come into contact with a maze, those kalim have the same din as the maze itself. Like we saw in the previous Mishnah, according to some Mephoshim, we're talking about metal kalim dafka. According to other Mephoshim, we're talking about all kalim, with the exception of kli cheres, that those kalim that came into contact with a maze are an avi avos hatuma. Then a person came into contact with those kalim that are an avi avos hatuma, so the person becomes an avi tuma and is tamei shiva. Then other kalim subsequently come into contact with the person who's tamei shiva, those kalim are also tamei shiva. As Chazal learned out, that kalim that come into contact with the person who's tamei shiva, those kalim get the same thing to that person and is tamei shiva. And just like Chazal learned out, that kalim that come into contact with the mace have the same thing to the mace itself, so too Chazal learned out that kalim that come into contact with a person that's tamei shiva, the kalim are also tamei shiva. So therefore, all three of these are tamei shiva. Harevi bein adam bein kalim tamei tumazerv. But a fourth, whether it's a person or kalim that came into contact with those kalim that are tamei shiva, the fourth would only be tamei erev. It would only be a regional tuma, and would be tamei until erev. Amar Rabbi Akiva, yesh li chamishi. Rabbi Akiva says, I can add on a chamishi, a fifth, to this case. What would be the case? Well, we would have five. Hashbud hatachov ba'oil. A spike that's stuck into an oil. A tent that's being held down by spikes. Ha'oil v'hashbud. The tent itself. That a mace is inside this oil. And the spud and the spike that's holding down the tent. Would be an avia bo satuma, would have the same din as the mace itself. And that is a din. A mace that's inside a tent. The tent is an avia bo satuma like the mace itself. And the spike that holds down the tent would be considered part of the oil and would also be an avia bo satuma. For adam hanogea bishput, and a person that comes into contact with the spud would be tamei shiva. And since the spike is an avia bo satuma, a person that touches it is an ava tuma, would be tamei zayin. Ukelim ba'adam tmeim tuma shiva. And a kli that comes into contact with the person who's tamei shiva would also be tamei shiva, as we saw in the previous Mishnah. The chazal learned out that a kli that comes into contact with a person that's tamei shiva, that kli is also tamei shiva. So now, we have four objects or people that are tamei lameis, and are all tamei shiva, they're all tamei, for 7 days. Hachamishi ben adam ben kelim tamei tumas eretz. And now a fifth, whether it's a person or a kli that came into contact with the kli that's tamei shiva, would be Tamei Erev, it would become a Rishon Letumah, and would be Tamei Erev. So the Yekiva has found the case of Hamishi. Amrulo Chazal responded to Rabbi Yekiva, Ein Ha'oil Mitchashev. The oil is not considered as something separate than the spur, than the spike that holds it down. So therefore, both the spike and the oil are counted for only one, so therefore this is also a case of Arba, not of Hamishi. And the reason why the spur is an Avi Avos HaTumah, it's because it's considered part of the oil, and the din is that a mace is inside the oil. The oil is an avia bo satuma, and the spud that holds down the oil is part of the oil. So we can't count the spud as something separate than the oil, so they're both counted for just one.